The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You can live a pain-free life, and better yet, it can be done without drugs and medication. Welcome to Mastering a Healthy Life with your host, Judy Poole. Our show will help you to become responsible for your own health by bringing you the tools, positive attitudes, and confidence in order to get you back to good health and keep you there. Now, here is your host, Judy Poole.
Hello. Welcome, listeners. This is Judy Poole, and the show is Mastering a Healthy Life. My email is va@becomepainfree.net. If you have any questions you want answered, whether they are for me or Dr. John Hoche, please email me and I will make sure your questions are answered. Once again, the email is va@becomepainfree.net. The name of this segment is Putting It All Together. Dr. John Hoche and Lori and I will be reviewing the material we had in the last three shows. And we'll also be teaching the practical use of both the Pro One and the RSI and the Easy Lift in the everyday bumps and bruises, as well as the desire to become more beautiful on a daily basis. So if you have, once again, any questions that you want answered, please email me at va@becomepainfree.net. So Dr. John and Lori, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Terrific. We're going to review. We're going to start the review with inflammation.
Okay.
From 3 weeks ago. You gave a very interesting story of how the Roman officer described the four attributes of pain.
Right. Right.
You want to review that?
Yeah, that was we were back to 15 A.D. when some fellow by the name of something Celsius, I believe, in probably sitting in the Roman Forum, he wrote in great detail the elements that he always found attributed to inflammation, and that was rubor, dolor, calor. It was basically redness, redness and heat and swelling and pain were always a part of the inflammatory process. And later on, we added, and also a loss of capacity for movement.
Okay, right.
So when those five harbingers come together, we know that we have an inflammatory process going on. Sometimes you may not have all of those telltale symptoms because we have a very deep inflammatory pocket that bleeds continuously into the blood and lymphatic system and embeds itself into an organ or system that we give the name of a disease to.
Okay. So it's just the disease becomes a disease because we don't clear the inflammation.
And we are now starting to understand that inflammation is the precursor to something like 4,000 diseases.
Wow.
And in every one of them, even in aging, we call inflam aging, the process where these diseases set themselves up. For example, type 2 diabetes, where we're seeing different forms of heart disease. In all of these elements and cancer, which in all of these are attributable to what we now know to be inflammation.
Wow.
So if we, for example, were able to get rid of inflammation, we would not see the onset of these diseases that we call inflammation, or inflam aging. So obviously, we could live a lot longer, healthier life if we could get rid of inflammation.
But inflammation starts many years before the disease appears.
Inflammation, chronic inflammation can set itself up behind a barricade and be there for days, weeks, months, and even decades, and has time to be able to create disease processes in the body.
Okay.
So there are two levels. There's the inflammatory barricade itself, and there's the collateral damage that is caused because of the leakage from the barricade to the organs and tissues.
Leakage?
Is that, well, you know, when we, I'll give you an example of that. If we, everything that creates energy has waste.
True.
Whether it be atomic energy, whether it be burning a log in your stove, in your fireplace, you're going to have cinders. You're going to have ash.
Right.
And you need to get rid of the residue of the burning of substances to that transforms it into energy. So the inflammatory process has its own residue.
Okay, that's beginning to make sense.
So that residue will leak into the bloodstream and into lymphatics and embed itself into organs and tissue downstream.
Ah, okay. And that's where the disease comes in.
That's where we give a name of a disease to that process.
Okay.
So it would seem logical that we would go after everything that has to do with inflammation.
Yeah, because that's the start of whatever problem we have.
Yeah, in medicine we have been fairly knowledgeable about it. We use low-level CRP tests where they'll go in and they'll measure your lower-level CRPs
okay.
to find which are indicative of inflammation. But I think the medical doctors have been trained to do it only when they suspect inflammatory conditions of the heart, for example, the cardiovascular system.
Okay.
So they have been very limited, and unless you ask your doctor for a CRP test or some of the more advanced inflammatory tests, they won't do it for you. You don't think about it. I think we need a re-education process for them.
Yeah, we need a total re-education process.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also talked about grounding. Does grounding help with the inflammation process?
Well, the where grounding or earthing comes in, and this is an interesting one, is the capacity, your body has a capacity of storing extra electrons in its ground substance.
Okay.
Now, what these electrons do is actually, it brings us back to the inflammatory foyer or where the inflammation has embedded itself behind this barricade. And the whole inflammatory process itself, if we look at it in a quantum way, we start understanding that it is an electron event.
It's an electron.
And free electrons are what we call free radicals.
Okay.
So it is an oxidative electrophilic event.
Inflammation is.
And how that happens, it starts off with reactive oxygen species, white blood cell that carries oxygen into the invaded area, and the oxygen atoms, their role is to try to grab electrons from the intruder and break it down.
Okay.
So then that event we say is essential to be able to break down the invading substance, whether it be a bacteria or a could be just about anything.
Wow. Okay.
So when we understand that process, then we say, okay, so what happens is that if you have enough electrons in the ground substance, they're able to neutralize the free radicals after the event so that you don't go into a chronic inflammatory state. If you don't have enough, then the barricade becomes fairly secure and blood curtails around that area so that inflammation can go on for decades.
And that's how cancer develops?
Exactly right, yeah. That's all part of the process. I'm not saying every cancer, but we're starting to get a good idea now that all of these electron effects or all these vibratory effects can be very, very negative and lead to contributing factors to the disease process.
Wow.
So what we when we look at grounding or earthing, what we are doing is we're bringing up electrons. You know, over time, what we've done is we've isolated ourselves or insulated ourselves from the earth.
Well, we have. You're right.
Whether it be our shoes or the wooden floors or the houses and things that we live in,
or the
we have definitely done everything that we could to insulate ourselves from Mother Earth herself. That has, because of lightning strikes, so on and so forth, a ready quantity of electrons or free electrons that we normally would draw up into our bodies. And these would naturally neutralize the electron effect that creates inflammation.
So the way that we have to go barefoot in order to get that from the ground, right?
Yeah, that is it.
We can't
what
wear shoes.
What we have been doing with our devices is we have found that, and it, I don't know if you've ever questioned this, where you know that when you are working yourself on somebody who has all of the harbingers of inflammation, you can almost see the inflammation recede in front of your very eyes.
Yes, you're right.
And we see the heat disappear, and we see the redness disappear, and so on and so forth, and we see this whole process within minutes.
Yeah, because I can feel the heat from their body.
Yes.
And then
intellectually, if we look at it with an understanding, we'll see that we are adding electrons from our device to the much-needed free radicals that required us free electrons to be able to pair up.
Okay.
This is how we are getting rid of the inflammation, is by offering up electrons from our electronic device. So it becomes an antioxidant, if you will.
So basically the body doesn't have enough stored electrons in the body, in itself.
Exactly right. And this
is
why this earthing or grounding effect, whether you're getting it from the ground or they're actually figuring out ways to be able to plug into the ground part in your electrical receptacle in the wall into a blanket or pad to be able to deliver those electrons to the body. Some of them, I know there's a great little movie that has come out by a filmmaker from Alaska where he had been suffering for years from all of these problems. He's actually fixed his whole village from all of the pains and problems that they had by being able to offer them earthing or grounding facilities.
Wow.
Now, this has been brought into university studies. We're seeing many very prolific medical people, Jim Oshman, cellular biologists. You've got guys like Dr. Sinatra, heart specialists. You've got a doctor of engineering in who has been doing all of the tests, Dr. Gaetan Chevalier of the California Institute of Human Science in Southern California. All of these people have been doing all of this research, and they've come up with wonderful books on the effects of earthing. So, but you are right. It isn't always possible to be running around outside barefoot.
No, it's not. Well, maybe in Southwest, but not where I live.
Or maybe
in New York, not where you live.
And go bury yourself in the sand and yourself. No, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense for most people.
Right.
So the devices, though, we have added techniques of being able to earth ourselves with our devices.
Yeah.
We have devices, like the Pro Sport, for example, has a Schumann wave or earthing frequency.
Oh, it does.
So that you can go from the palm of the hand to the base of the foot on what we call kidney one and use a splitter and do both sides simultaneously so that you can run earthing through your body whenever you need it.
Really?
Yep.
With the Pro on?
Really.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of wonderful information that is coming out on this, and it's so crazy because we were so connected to the earth. And people used to talk about going and hugging a tree and all of these things, you know, walk barefoot in the grass. or walk along a beach in salty water, how good it feels. Yet we have never made that correlation.
Okay. Well, my mother always said the earth, the sea was the cure, the panacea of everything. Because we always went into the ocean and ran and up and down the sand and the beaches. And we always got healthier.
And one of the funny things about Schumann waves is that Dr. Schumann, the German doctor, got all excited about Schumann waves, which were these same frequencies that come from the earth, which are 783 and its harmonics. Now, 783 is also the same, it just happens to be the same frequency as alpha. And alpha in the brain is a frequency that we learn and that we are able to have a better understanding of our environment without being in fight or flight. So it's the opposite of fight or flight. It's the eat, sleep, digest, assimilate frequency for the body.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
This is why Schumann got all excited when he correlated 783. He said, oh, my God, that's the same frequency as the alpha frequency in the brain. So we have, over thousands of years, we have been able to adapt our systems to the earth and vice versa.
Okay. That's amazing. That's incredible. Well, we're 3 minutes from a break, so let's kind of sum this area up. That's really exciting.
That's exciting. It's very exciting, and I think that you will see a Nobel Prize that will probably come about in the years to come because of this new earthing phenomenon. And I'm so glad that we were able to figure it out and add it to our devices.
Yeah, so am I, because I use that that harmonics on a lot of my clients for many, many things.
Yeah, absolutely. For better sleep, so on and so forth. I think that as we get disconnected from the earth and we're surrounded by electromagnetic fields, man-made, I say we are going through more and more stress. And when you're stressed, you can't sleep. You don't sleep properly.
No, you don't. You end up waking up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning and don't get to sleep until 7, and then you have to wake up at 7:30. So,
and go to work.
And then go to work, yeah. So we've wasted, you feel terrible. And you're right, I've done that.
60% of Americans are suffering from that very problem.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people that are doing that. And that's when they come in my office and they say, you know, I haven't been sleeping well, that's the first thing I do.
Yeah.
I stick it on their hand or either on their forearm, something in there that's bothering them, and I just put it on there for about 3 or 4 minutes. And that starts everything, and then I handle whatever else is problem, whatever other problem.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of logic behind it. What I'm going to do on betterhealthcommunity.com site, I will add that movie, an extraordinary movie made by the Alaskan filmmaker on grounding.
Yeah, because that's really an important aspect.
Yeah, you'll see the participation of some of our astronauts that have actually gone to the moon. We'll see Dr. Sinatra. You'll see the whole medical organization and community that have actually joined this earthing movement.
They have.
Yeah, and they're all in the movie. So I think that most people, and I'm speaking to everybody out there who are listening right now, you really need to see this movie. It will be life-changing for all of you.
Especially in the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, places like Alaska and Canada where, you know, from October to the early spring, don't even think about running around outside. Barefoot?
Barefoot, yes. That's right. It's disastrous to your health to do that.
And if you're in the South or even in the Isles, I remember going to the Bahamas with Lori and onto the beaches, and quickly we put our shoes back on because all we could find was hypodermic needles, and you're all scared of picking up AIDS or something from somebody's casted off drug abuse.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, that's right. 'Cause, yeah. Anymore, the world is not the fun place it used to be.
It's not the fun place it used to be. It's becoming very, very challenging, and life itself is becoming a very dangerous sport.
It is. It is. So I think we're up to our break here.
I think if people understand the process that we've just gone through,
yeah,
it'll be a Hail Mary moment to them.
It's a Hail Mary moment? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's that moment in time when oh my God, it's an epiphany. I understand. It's a breakthrough. I see the light, and from there on, you can see a whole lot of change in people's health because of the understanding of what we've just explained.
Okay. Well, let's go to break now. So you're listening to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole and her guests, Dr. John and Lori Hache, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers 4 programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation. Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life, keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va@becomepainfree.net. That's va@becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, welcome back. This is Judy Poole. The show is Mastering a Healthy Life. My guests are Dr. John and Lori Hache. And the email is va@becomepainfree.net. And if you have any questions you want answered, whether it be for me or Dr. John or Dr. Lori, please email me and we'll make sure your questions are answered. Once again, the email is va@becomepainfree.net. So we were talking about treating inflammation and what grounding plays in treating inflammation and how that all is correlated. We talked about a little bit about the Pro-1 machine, and so we want to continue that because those machines are made to help put the electrons in to help eliminate the inflammation in your body. So let's talk about more of that with Dr. John and Dr. Lori, if she wants to pipe in. Which one is, there's 2 machines. There's the Pro-1 and the RSI. And there's also the EasyLift because we get inflammation in our faces too. So which one would be best for like a jaw joint injury or a knee joint injury?
Let's look at the Pro-1 and the RSI. The difference between the two of them is that there are sports injuries that are what we call repetitive strain injuries, or RSI.
Okay.
And now the repetitive strain injuries, if you're a baseball player and a pitcher, then you know that that arm goes through repetitive movements. And you might see carpal tunnel, you might see tennis elbow, that sort of thing. those are repetitive strain injuries, and they pertain to tendons, tendon and insertion point injuries to the muscle. They'll have to do with slight tears, slight rips, and inflammation. And the RSI is much more suited as a program to be able to deal with those repetitive strain injuries. And believe it or not, even if I have seen a lot of carpal tunnel issues, it's a billion-dollar industry in the States. And you'll see a lot of carpal tunnel issues in grocery store workers who make that repetitive movement time and time and time again over a barcode system on groceries.
I said at the checkout system?
At the checkout system. Anybody who does the same movement over and over again may be a victim of repetitive strain injury. So it doesn't necessarily have to be only in sports, but we see carpal tunnel. Anybody who has carpal tunnel issues, the RSI is able to correct that almost immediately.
Okay, and that includes the computer, the work.
That includes computer where you're doing the same movement, where you do the pronating and supinating.
Yep.
Pronating, there's a little muscle called the pronator teres, which is just below the elbow on the inside of the arm.
Uh-huh.
The pronator is when you pronate, when you move your arm from down to up, like palm up, palm down.
Okay.
You feel that muscle tighten on the nerve.
Right.
So the median nerve becomes inflamed because of pronator teres doing that pronating, supinating sort of movement.
Right.
And the RSI, when you work from on the carpal tunnel to get the inflammation out, first of all, it's inflammation. There's a tight squeeze that goes, there's a band of tissue, of elastic tissue that goes over the wrist, around the wrist, and the three nerves have to go through that tiny recess below that band.
Okay.
And we call that the carpal tunnel.
Oh, okay.
The medical approach to it is cutting that band, making a convertible out of your hard top.
Okay.
And making more room for the nerves, when in reality, the reason why we need more room is because the nerves are inflamed.
And they're swollen. Okay.
And we need to bring that swelling down.
Okay.
And so the RSI device is extraordinary for that.
Okay. So that's where the extra electrons come in.
That's where the extra electrons comes from, and also where we increase the blood flow, because we need one of the problems with tendons. Why do they shoot horses?
Pardon?
Why do they shoot horses?
Why do they shoot horses?
They shoot horses. It's, remember an old
like
movie called
are...
They Shoot Horses, don't they?
They do.
And the reason for that is because when a horse wounds its leg, particularly from the knee down, it becomes extremely difficult to get blood flow back into that leg. And we understand that the horse will stay lame, we think.
Okay.
Now, there's a fellow by the name of Dr. Stan Wolf out of works with Avazia. Now, Stan loves horses. He's a veterinary surgeon, and vets usually love animals more than they love humans.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
Yeah.
And what he did, when his horse Dolly was injured, he started looking for a way to be able to increase blood flow into the tendons and ligaments of his horse.
Hmm.
So he came up with a program called Vaso.
Oh, is that how that happened?
That's how that happened. Vaso is a blood flow delivery frequency, and you'll find that in the pro sport. We don't have that program. Actually, I believe we have it in the vet devices.
Yeah, I think it is in the vet device.
But it isn't in any other device except the pro sport.
Right. Yeah, because
so
I use that.
We understand that blood flow delivery is the way to be able to heal tendons and ligaments.
Right.
So the RSI has not as good as the vaso, but it has a capacity of increasing blood flow as well.
Okay.
In fact, all of the devices that we have increase blood flow to different degrees.
Okay.
And you know that wonderful things can happen when you can get blood into tissue.
And wonderful things happen is absolutely correct. It helps clear away everything.
Disastrous things happen when we rob tissue of oxygen, delivering blood.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really
all
great
the way to gangrene.
On scar tissue, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when my husband was up in the tree 40 feet up and he had a chainsaw. And the tree fell where he wanted it, but the chainsaw dropped back and he cut his arm open. And when he came down, he said, oh, it's okay, I'll just put a Band-Aid on. And you looked at it, and you could see the deltoid kind of move. And I said, no, you're going to the hospital. And at 48 stitches later, he was glad he went. And then I used the Avazia on him. I used the Blue Relax. I used Vaso. I used massage. I used all the everything to get the inflammation out. And
then get the blood flow back in. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's doing okay.
Yeah, we treated hypothermia gangrene sort of states where, you know, we had 2 or 3 days to go before amputation. First thing, get the inflammation out. Second thing, increase blood flow. The guy, he jogged back to my office to bring me a bottle of wine and get some pictures taken 10 days later.
Wow. Amazing. It was really amazing, and Jerry didn't have that much pain. There was hardly any pain with Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, except for that first night, but it's an amazing, just an amazing machine.
When I see situations like the Philippines and these super typhoons and these terrible storms that have happened on the east coast of the USA and tsunami potential and earthquake potential on the west coast, and sometimes just as bad tornadoes in the central hurricanes and tornadoes in the central parts of America, we are not safe.
No.
We are not safe.
No.
And this is the first thing that you need in your first aid kit. We've talked about that.
Yes, we did. It is the first thing. Now, what happens if you have a TMJ injury?
The TMJ injury, usually you want to work on getting this tension out of the muscles.
Okay.
And that's where you go into the programs like Acute, for example.
Oh, Acute.
Yeah. Acute is a wonderful little program because it actually sets itself up as an anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
And it modulates. It goes on for 3 seconds, goes off for a second, goes on for 3 seconds. And we know that the body seems to respond very well to this modulation or pulsing effect.
Okay.
So this is where we get this pulsed electromagnetic field that we're putting in there.
Okay.
And it also does a bit of damping, which means it goes a little bit deeper into the muscle.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so there are also in the TMJ, you've also got what we call the trigeminal nerve.
Yeah.
And the endings of the nerves are on the corners of the mouth, beside the nose, and like above the eyebrows.
Right, they're also the beauty spots, aren't they?
They are also beauty spots.
Yeah. So you can put the easy lift on that.
Yeah. And they also control all the muscles of the face.
Oh, really? All of the muscles?
All the muscles of the face. I think there's, 13, 20, maybe 26 muscles or so.
Okay.
And all of these little muscles are controlled by the trigeminal nerve. And we say that it is an emotional system because it permits you to smile or to frown.
Okay.
And it's part of the process of attracting food to yourself. I come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly, with a big smile on his face.
Okay.
Or a fearful look on your face, to tell predators, stay away from me, I am dangerous.
Okay.
So it is that part of the emotion. So all of your emotions are carried on above your neck or through your neck into your face.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So then the Easy Lift becomes a wonderful device that is more than affordable at this time.
Yeah, I noticed.
What we've actually set up on the website where people can actually get a Pro One for all of their injuries, or an RSI for all of the injuries or all of the problems that they could happen to them, their families, their children, their sports families, so on and so forth, and get an Easy Lift for nothing, free of charge.
Yeah, that's amazing. What a deal.
Well, what we want to do is we need, for many, many years, Lori and I have been in this for 14 years, and right from the beginning, we always said that we need to get one in every home.
Well, we do.
We know that if people can get one of these devices in their hand, that they will be talking to everybody and their family about it. They will want to treat everybody that they run into that they know that they can trade with these devices.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, it passes through vanity.
It passes through vanity.
It passes through vanity. And Lori can tell you this, that when we've had people, let's say at Peak Potentials, where we've had hundreds of people line up waiting for a treatment from us, and we were limited in time because we've had you've been there. We've had 700 or 800 people line up.
Yeah, I know.
And because we were limited in time, we would say, well, we can only treat one of your boo-boos.
Yeah, right.
What would you like us to treat first? And invariably, the women would say, could you treat my face?
Wow. Okay.
And Lori would say, well, how about this terrible scar on your knee or your leg and the pain that you're going through? Oh, never mind that. I'd rather you do my face.
I'd rather be beautiful.
I'd rather be beautiful.
I'd rather limp and be beautiful.
So we're giving everybody the opportunity to not only be beautiful, but also to be able to treat that leg.
Yeah, good idea. Well, we have 2 minutes before break, so yeah, that's a good idea. We have to be beautiful before we can help be healthy.
Well, I think the two go together anyway. I think we're probably the only creatures that actually look at ourselves, and our brain contemplates our brain in a mirror, which is kind of strange. We don't see animals do that too much.
No. I think we're the only ones, right?
I think we're the only ones, which means that we have the power of perception.
Yes.
And your brain is a healing factory of itself on its own.
Right. And as we discussed, it's really the brain that heals, right?
It's really the brain that heals.
It's really the brain.
First of all, must you be able to see yourself and have the device for correction.
Right.
And your brain will manufacture the neuropeptides and other biochemicals necessary to correct anything.
Right. That's right. And we can be beautiful at the same time.
And we can be beautiful at the same time.
So we put the Easy Lift on our face first, which also deals with the rest of the body, not quite as effectively, but it does. And
it does.
Then we can use the other machine, right?
That's right.
It kind of works, doesn't it?
So, it kind of works.
So we have to go on break now. So you're listening to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole and the guest, Dr. John and Lori Hache. And we'll be right back. But remember to email any questions for either me or Dr. John or Dr. Lori at va@becomepainfree.net and go to www.betterhealthcommunity.com for more information on these products, to look at that movie about grounding, and just to get all the information that's on there. He has added another page, so just make sure you click on that page. So we'll be right back.
Your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers four programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation. Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va at becomepainfree.net. That's va at becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, this is Judy Poole, and you're listening to Mastering a Healthy Life with our guests, Dr. John and Dr. Lori Hache. And we were discussing pain and how these machines can really deal with the inflammation and the problems of everyday life. We were talking about the Easy Lift and how vanity really is what controls our health for many of us. So the Easy Lift can not only make you beautiful, but also work on your body. And then with our specials, we can work, it can work on the other product, the Pro One and the RSI, can work on the bigger problems in your body. But there's a question of instruction that comes along with it. Everybody says, oh yeah, it's a great idea, but how do I use it? So, Dr. John and Dr. Lori have agreed to teach you how to do that. So, John, you there?
Yes. What I've done is, because training is always essential to being able to use a device of any kind that is maximum potential. I know that I don't use my computer at maximum potential. I might use only two or three or four programs. But there may be 1,000 programs, things that more that it can do.
Right.
It's the same thing with this technology. We need to understand the principles behind it to be able to get the maximum out of it. And the maximum that we would get out of it would surpass many times our own imaginations of how this device can work for us. So what I've done is I've opened up on betterhealthcommunity.com a device training tab. And what we're offering is, for example, on the Best Pro 1 and the RSI devices, is on Tuesday the 19th of November, from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m., we would have a Skype training. And I've got on the site my Skype address, which is john.hache. And you just send me your Skype address, telling me that to add you to our group, and we will invite you on to that training. It's free of charge. You buy a device, or even if you just want to sit in and see what it's all about, we can do that for you. And we have an alternate training day, which would be Thursday, because I know that Tuesdays, not everybody can attend. We want to limit it as well, because we know that the quality of broadcast on Skype goes down if there's a lot of people on board.
Okay.
Some people decide to wash their pots and pans at the same time as somebody else is trying to listen.
Right.
So on Thursday, we will do the same thing again from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. That will be on the RSI and the Pro One devices. Now, I've also added introductions to the VasiaBest Pro One devices and also to the RSI, so that you can go on the site, click on the link, and it will take you immediately to the videos. So then you can watch how to use these things. And below that, at the very bottom, you have the grounding trailer video that you want to take a look at.
Excellent. Now, what about the Easy Lift?
The Easy Lift, you also have a tab on Easy Lift.
Yeah.
Or you can go right into the site, check out Easy Lift. There are all kinds of videos on the Easy Lift. There are all kinds of testimonials as well.
Okay. Is that on Better Health Community or?
Better Health Community, go to the Easy Lift tab or button and click on that, and it'll take you to all of the wonderful information that you can find there, as well as our site, which is basically easyfacial.com, EZZIfacial.com, and you'll have all of the videos, the training videos, all of the testimonials are all there.
Okay, and is Lori giving the instruction?
She is. She's heading the main video.
Yeah, she's so good at that. She's incredible. She's really good at that, at teaching that.
She has this. What people would pay an awful lot of money for is a British accent.
yes, that too. Yes, and a very nice one.
Yeah, wonderful. Yep, I hear it all day long.
That means you're fortunate.
Good. She's laughing.
No, I'm quite fortunate.
Yes. So, can they? If people just want to do the Easy Lift, can they just buy that by itself?
They can sign up on the Easy Lift by itself.
Because it's like what?
And well, if they go to the. What they want to do is they want to get in, check out Easy Lift, and if you want us to set up a training, we will set up a training depending on the candidates that, that apply.
Okay. Well, if they want to buy the Easy Lift by itself, they can do that, right?
They can do that. They can go to the site and click on the Easy Lift button.
Yeah.
And go directly to the store, and they can buy it directly from there.
Yeah, it's only $480, it says here.
It's $480, you know. What?
U.S. dollars, so, yeah. That's cheaper than Botox.
It's a lot cheaper than Botox without, and you know you're not going to screw up your face.
And it's safer. You have to have a face afterwards, and it's really great. So
we also offer, with anybody who buys the Easy Lift, we offer the wonderful book called Cellular Makeover.
Yeah, I have that book. It's incredible.
It's an incredible book. It's a practical. There are so many things in there that most people have read it once, twice, three times, and they're still reading it because they say, I learn something every time I read it.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's some. You always learn something. And what's nice about it is that in the pages, they tell you, they give you the 1, 2, 3, they tell you exactly where to put things on your face.
Exactly.
And
right.
And then to go from, stimulate to smooth, right? You go to face stimulate and then face smooth.
That's exactly right.
And then you go from the eye stimulate to eye smooth. So, yeah, it's really great instruction.
And the Cellular Makeover book, yeah, it's got, I think I've got a page per movement.
You have a page for movement.
So if you're moving, if you're working on certain areas of the face, I've got all of those of the areas and the movements necessary to stimulate those. That muscle group is on a single page, so you've got a page per movement.
Oh, great. I think I skipped over that page.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll have to go look for it.
You know, the funny thing about the this device is we it's becoming fashion in Europe, and it's crazy about America because when things go to Europe and come back from Europe back to America, out of France to Europe to America, people think it's better because it comes from France.
Right.
Well, it comes from the UK. Well, actually, it came from here, goes to the UK, and comes from the UK back to us.
But it's better because they prove
it's better.
So I guess that's
gone through that. We're going through that cycle right now.
Okay. Well, it's really popular in England.
Popular in England
and Europe.
It looks like it's going to be popular in Ireland. It's popular. It's going to be popular in Holland, Italy, and the UK.
Well, great. That's where a lot of the top models are, right?
Yeah, and Spain as well. Yeah, we're up.
Yeah.
To Spain as well, yeah.
Yeah. So did they use it for the Miss Universe pageant?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Because they're usually ahead of us.
Yeah, they're finding that they're looking at this technology as being a high-quality technology that they don't have in Europe.
Well, what do they do in Europe?
In Europe, though, you're seeing a lot of the same Suzanne Summers devices, that sort of thing, which are basically plastic covered with a chrome. They're basically TENS devices that they use what we call a square wave.
Okay.
And it's very important to know the difference between a sinusoidal wave and a square wave.
Okay.
Whenever you see a device that uses a square wave as an intervention into your health, forget it.
Okay.
If you really want a device to be able to work in harmony with your body communicates. You've got a 70 trillion cell system that talks to other cells all day long. And
right.
It talks in a sinusoidal wave. Your cells understand sinusoidal. In nature, there is only sinusoidal. Bird sounds are sinusoidal. You need to be able to understand our harmonious sound as being part of nature. Sinusoidal waves that we use in our devices are part of nature. They're part of your communication system. When you come in with a square wave, your body interprets it as noise.
And so it
what happens when you hear a lot of noise, that where you're trying to listen to beautiful music and you've got this noise in the background, it becomes stressful.
Yes, it does.
And stress is not what you want. You want that beautiful, harmonious sound that you will in tune to, or you will in tune to.
That's true. That's true.
So it doesn't make any sense to me that anybody who's in the device business that who wants to apply this technology on the human bodies would use anything but a sinusoidal wave. It just means that engineers and technicians are not all in biology.
That's true. And actually, if you go to Better Health Community and click on the about page, it talks about that.
I have it, and I have the different waveforms, and I do talk about that on that page, absolutely.
Yeah, and you can see how the sinusoidal wave becomes a steady wave.
And in Europe, this is one of the things that I've educated them about, maybe before the Americans, and the Europeans immediately jumped on this.
Okay.
And they're not finding sinusoidal waves in the other devices that are being offered.
Ah. Okay, so that's why they're ahead of us.
That's why. It's
there you
my
go.
Fault.
That's why all good things come from Europe and not from the States?
Well, I think it was because they asked the right questions, and then I did the research and came back, and I said, here we are.
Here we are.
This is they asked the right questions.
That's right. Amazing. Okay. Well, we have 2 minutes to the end of the show. So let's summarize this about what we need people to understand. You know, if you have a lot of inflammation where everything starts, you don't want it to hang on forever and end up with a serious disease. You want to handle it quickly.
Yeah, one of the ways that medicine is handling it right now is with narcotics.
Yeah.
They're handling it with medication of all kinds so that they can medicate you into numbness.
Oblivion.
So you can degenerate in peace.
Yeah.
There are not many medications out there that will actually heal you. heal is a four-letter word as far as medicine is concerned.
Okay.
What they want is pain management. If you set up a pain management system, you can sell medication until the cows come home.
That's right.
When you set up pain resolution, there's an end to your business.
That's right.
And that doesn't go very well. It's not a good marketing or business plan.
No, it's not a good, no, you're right.
What we have done is we have created a system that is not a good business plan.
But it's better for the common person.
But it is what people need.
It's exactly what people need, especially since health insurance is going out of sight. So, yeah. And pain resolution is so much better than medicating and pain management.
You know, if you have one organ, one system, one little group of cells in your body that have gone awry, you are not feeling well at all. Just because you get used to not feeling well, it doesn't mean that you have solved your problem.
That's right. That's right.
No, don't wait until there is nothing left to do. And this is one of the problems with Americans, is that we wait for the crises to appear before we react.
Right.
Prevention is not part of their vocabulary.
No. And on that note, we're going to have to end. So you've been listening to Judy Poole with the guest of Dr. John and Lori Hache. This is Mastering a Healthy Life. And we're going to ask that you send any of your questions in to va@becomepainfree.net. And any questions for John or me, they will be answered in a future show. And we really need to have your feedback. We would like to know what questions you want to know. We want to know anything you want to know about all of this. And we'll get John back and we'll answer your questions. So once again, that email is VA, it's voice, V as in voice, A as in America, @becomepainfree.net. And you can go to www.betterhealthcommunity.com for more information, not only on these specials, but also on the sinusoidal wave, and also on any lessons or any information you need to become a pro at using these devices. So once again, you're listening to Judy Poole at Mastering a Healthy Life, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you again for listening to Mastering a Healthy Life. Please join your host, Judy Poole, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to visit Judy's website at becomepainfree.net for more information about our show and what you've heard today.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.